Extremely Local News now, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with some good news for music fans. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yep, we've got good news for fans of the Double Door. We've talked in the past about the plans for the Double Door, which has been closed for a couple years now, to come back, this time in the Uptown neighborhood. And we're happy to report that construction on the project is underway. Our reporter out in the neighborhood, Joe Ward, spotted it and did an update for us. They're not building this from scratch. What they're doing is they're renovating the old Wilson Avenue Theater at Wilson and Kenmore. And that theater has been around for 112 years or so. And they're going to turn that into the Double Door. We don't have an opening date on it, but it's going to be good news for the fans. It left Wicker Park sort of unceremoniously. The giant Double Door sign disappeared in the middle of the night. But it's coming back. It's got a new location, and who knows? Maybe they can get the Rolling Stones to show up there again.
Yeah, I was there that night. Never forget it, at the Double Door. And so the new home, 1050 Wilson, right?
1050 West Wilson. It's got a big parking lot on the side of it, and as part of the deal, they're going to build an apartment building right there, kind of to help with the financing of it. So you'll have this really old looking theater there with a pretty modern, sleek black building built next to it. So if you want to live right next door to the Double Door and stumble home, I got a spot for you.
There's going to be a new look to the Logan Square Blue Line station. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories of the day. There's a woman named Chloe Karova. She's a financial advisor and I would say an arts patron in the Logan Square neighborhood. She's published a book of photos, street scenes from Logan Square that really captures the essence of the neighborhood. And she said she did it because she's trying to capture it before gentrification, you know, erases a lot of the character there. So she's got street vendors, she's got mom and pop shops and hip hop events. But what she's doing is she's buying every single ad in the Logan Square Blue Line station, including in the tunnel to the Blue Line station, and she's basically creating an art installation, an art gallery, where she's going to just blow up 50 of these photos from various photographers from the neighborhood. And this is going to start. It's going to start May 31st, so this weekend, and last for a month. And people that show up at the Blue Line to take the L are going to be greeted by essentially an art gallery and a CTA station. I think it's a great idea. I know the CTA loves it. It cost about $50,000 to take over the station for the month, but so instead of, you know, the typical ads that you're going to see, you're going to be greeted with some really great photography from a series of different photographers in the area.
Yeah, they'll be covering up those old billboards for cool cigarettes. Why not? And we've been talking about openings now after a year of talking about closings, and the Polish Museum is coming back, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. We sort of like to tick off all the ones that are coming back, and this is this is one of the ones that had held out for a while. It's been 14 months for the Polish Museum of America. It's at 984 North Milwaukee. We're happy to say they are coming back tomorrow at 11 a.m. They're going to have a bunch of different procedures in place to keep people safe. But yeah, they've been closed, and they said one of the bummers is they get a lot of calls from international visitors coming there. There isn't really a lot of museums like this are in the country, just really documenting not just Polish history in Chicago, but also, you know, throughout the United States and throughout the world. So they get folks coming into town. They want to check it out. They find out it's closed and it's only online. Students use the archives there for projects as well, and they've had to be turned away. But it's all going to be open now. They're open typically Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays with the grand reopening at 11 a.m. Tomorrow.
Thanks for the Extremely Local News, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Thanks, Bob.